Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's holy word today is our gospel lesson, Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 34. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, how did you get here today? How did you get to the Lord's house? Don't look for a deep answer. I have a feeling that 99.9% of you got here how? By car. You came in your car. Now, another question. Do you know how your car works? Do you know how it works? Don't say yeah yet, anyway. Do you know how it works? Do you know how an internal combustion engine operates? Do you know how the valves and the camshaft and the fuel injectors all operate together? Do you know how the hybrid synergy drive alternates back and forth between gas engine and electric motor? Do you know how the brakes on a hybrid recapture energy to store it up? Do you know how the LEDs in your headlights create light? Do you know how your car radio turns radio waves into sound? Do you know how your automatic transmission knows when to switch speeds? Do you know the chemical and industrial processes that are needed to manufacture your tires? Do you know how your newer car can sense vehicles around it and even tell you what your speed should be? Do you know how your GPS can figure out your route or find an alternative route or even better route or a shorter route or a longer route or a quicker route to get you to your destination? Do you know? Sounds like the book of Job, doesn't it? And God spoke to Job out of the whirlwind, and he said, "Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Who stretched out the measuring line upon it? On what were its bases sunk, or who laid its cornerstone when the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy?" Were you there? Did you know? Do you understand? See, with your car, you don't say, "You know, I really have to understand it before I can use it." You don't say, "I need to know every process down to the smallest fuse, or I'm not going to start the car. I need to understand everything, otherwise it's just going to have to stay in the garage. I need to understand. I need to know." When actually, what you have to understand is really quite simple. Matter of fact, it is so simple that they will let you do it when you turn 16. They will give you a license to drive. And you learned what? Your job is to press the brake, then turn the key, then check the mirrors, then put it into drive and take your foot off the brake and press the gas and a couple other things. And that is the stuff that you need to know. The other 99.9% of the rest of it, you gotta trust. You have to trust that somebody designed it right, that somebody engineered it right, that somebody put it together right. Now, three verses before today's second lesson, there is a verse that says this: "We walk by faith and not by sight." We walk by faith and not by sight. And that's true of a lot of things. It's true of your car. It's true that you trust that when you go to the grocery store, you're going to find food there. It is true that you trust if you go to the gas pump, you're going to fill her up. It is true that you trust that when a fire starts, the fire department is going to be on their way. We walk by faith and not by sight. And isn't that good? Isn't it good that we do that? Except in one place. and the one place where of all of them you should walk by faith and not by sight. And what is that one place? It's when it comes to the good Lord. When it comes to the Lord, because you say what? Lord, why? Why is this like this? Why is this happening? How come it's like this? What is the answer? I don't understand, and until I can understand, I don't think I can go forward. I don't understand. And if the book of Job is any indication, or if even your car is any indication, the truth is, no. You don't understand. You don't understand. And don't think that you do. Or maybe we could say what you've been given to understand is really quite simple. Even simpler than driving a car. What you have been given to understand is the cross of your Savior Jesus. The cross. And that on that cross Jesus died. And that on that cross Jesus paid for your sin. And that on that cross his perfect life was given to you and it was put on your record. And your sin became his and his righteousness became yours. And so today's second lesson says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has passed away, behold, the new has come. What you have been given to understand, to hold on to look at, is the cross of the Lord Jesus. And if we want to widen that a little bit, you've been given your baptism to look at, because in your baptism, what Jesus did on the cross got applied to you. And you've been given God's holy word, which holds his cross before your eyes. And you've been given Holy Communion, which we celebrate in just a moment, the true body and blood of Jesus together with the bread and wine. And what does that tell you? This was done for you, for your pardon, for your forgiveness, so that you know that you are a child of God and God is your Father. You don't need to understand why it happened. You don't have to say, well, why, Lord? I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. All you need to know is what? It happened. It was done. It was taken care of. You look at that cross. You don't have to be 16 even to do it. You look at that cross, and in that place you know that God is for you. And you can't find that answer anyplace else. That God is for you. And if he's for you, that means that he will work graciously in your life. And you can say with full confidence the words of the book of Psalm, and you know the words, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Surely, in other words, there's no doubt about it. Goodness and mercy might follow me? No, will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. I might dwell in the house, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In other words, you're not going to be able to shake God's goodness and mercy. It's stuck to you. It's yours. You're a child of God. You look at the cross. Now, I know just as well as any of you about that idiot that chatters in the back of your head. And the idiot that chatters in the back of your head says, yeah, but why, Lord? How come, Lord? What's the answer, Lord? I don't understand, Lord. And the truth of the matter, once again, is no, you don't understand. And that's the truth in the gospel lesson for today. Jesus said, in this way, the kingdom of God is like a man who would sow seed upon the ground. And he goes to sleep, and he gets up night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, and he doesn't know how. He doesn't know how. By itself, Greek word, automate, automatically. By itself, the earth bears fruit. First the grass, then the head of the grain, then the full grain and the head of the grain. And when the fruit is ripe, immediately he sends forth the sickle because the harvest has arrived. But he doesn't know how. And you don't have to understand all of the biochemical and genetic processes of the seed, what's been given to you to do? Your job is to do what? Plant it. That is your job. And you do not have to understand all the electrical and mechanical and chemical processes that make your car work. What's been given to you? What's your job? Turn the key. That's what's been given to you to do. You don't have to understand. You don't have to say, why, Lord? How come? What's the answer? I don't get it. How come things are happening this way? I need to know. I need to understand. That was one of my greatest fears as a young pastor, just starting out, 25 years old. Oh, my word. And my greatest fear was that I wouldn't have the answer to something. Somebody would raise their hand in Bible class and they would pose a real stumper, and I wouldn't have the answer. Some believer on TV would go on and on about how Christianity is dumb, and I would not have the answer. So what did I do? I set myself to study and study and study God's Word, which is not a bad thing to do when it comes to God's holy word. Book of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It's all there in Scripture. And I took the greatest comfort in my library, my wall of books, which was my defense against I don't understand. And every time I did not understand, and every time I would start biting my nails, and I would say, what's the answer? And every time I would become afraid, I would turn to my wall of books. Reach out, find the right book, pull it down, open it up, and there would be the answer. But after a while, is that really what I need? Is that really what you need? The answer. There came a day when I had another question. Once again, I was biting my nails and worried, what is the answer? And I reached up on the shelf. I pulled the book down halfway and pushed it back. And something inside said, you know, let's leave it with the good Lord. To rephrase the book of Ecclesiastes, for everything there is a season and every purpose under heaven. There is a time to study, and there is a time to refrain from studying. There is a time to pull a book off the shelf. There's a time to put the book back on the shelf. There is a time for answers, and there is a time, which is much more often, to simply look to the Lord. Lord, I look to you. I look to you for the strength that I need today. I look to you for the good that needs to be brought forth from all of this evil. Lord, I look to you for the eyes to see things rightly. I look to you for the ears to listen closely. I look to you for present guidance. I look to you for future provision. Lord, I look to you for salvation to come to those people that I love that need it. Lord, I look to you for faith. It's in your hands. Lord, there's a time to know. And there's a time to go. There's a time to know, and there's a time to press the brake, turn the key, put it in drive, and go and trust that surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.